All right, 13 past 8 o'clock here on a Thursday morning on WPHM. The annual Season for Nonviolence opening ceremony is going to be at Unity Blue Water Church on Monday, January 30th. It's always on January 30th. And several years ago, the organizers of this event asked me to be the host, and I've sort of hosted and emceed, I think, every year for about the last 7, 8, 9 years. And it's always an enjoyable and interesting ceremony. And again, it comes up on Monday. As the date was getting closer, my wife, Ann, realized that there wasn't really much planned for the event. So she said, well, I'd like to help plan it. And so that's what she's been doing. Morning, honey.
Hi.
How are you?
Good to see you.
You too. Thanks for coming in. And Reverend Julie Montague is here from Unity Blue Water. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is the Season for Nonviolence?
Well, it's actually now being called the Season for Peace and Nonviolence. And it is a 64-day period of time that goes between the memorial date of Martin Luther King and Mahatma Gandhi. And this is actually the 20th year. It was originated by the Association of Global New Thought way back 20 years ago. I kind of introduced it to my congregation here in Port Huron the first year it came around. And we did it within our church for several years. But then it started to grow, and it's become a great community event. And people from all over the community get involved.
Yeah, it's there's so many possibilities for events and ways to express nonviolence. What interested you in this? Because I know you attended the first one several years ago, and you've always been kind of into this. What is it about it that attracted you?
I think it's just such a great cause, and I love the idea that we as individuals and a community can put our thoughts and minds and prayers and actions together to promote the idea of peace and nonviolence. And one of the things that struck me when I first started hearing about the Season of Nonviolence is that, I immediately went global. I went to war and terrorism. And as I've read and learned and been more exposed to this whole event, it's been brought to my attention that, it's local. It's right here, right now. It's domestic violence. It's bullying. It's all stuff that's right here locally. And that seems to make it even more significant that by coming together as a community, we can have some effect on that.
Yeah, we none of us individually can stop war, but individually we can be better people to each other. We can be kinder. We can preach nonviolence. And one person at a time, you can affect change, right?
Yeah, we try not to say the preach word too often.
we can speak and think nonviolence.
We invite people into contemplating different ways they can be more peaceful, different ways they can give peace or bring peace to a situation or a meeting or a family. You know, it really starts with peace within us, peace in our families, peace in our communities, and then we will eventually have peace in the world. But, we can only do it locally, really. I mean, most of us don't have the capabilities of, going all over the world and trying to bring peace. So it's good that we can think more and more about it here, because every year it generates new ideas and new ways to express and new ways to be that emanation of peace, just when we walk in a room, to just allow ourselves to be the peacemaker and think about that before we step in to a meeting or a family gathering or whatever it is.
Yeah, good advice. What I like about the event is that for an hour you can be in a peaceful place and you can just sort of absorb all those good vibes. It's truthfully, it is a good feeling.
I think it strikes a chord with people, just like it did with Anne. It's like, why not celebrate peace? We celebrate Memorial Days. We celebrate all these different things, Flag Days. But, I think every human being on the planet longs to have peace in their life and peace in their family, peace in their countries, peace in their communities. And so it should be a great celebration.
Yeah, what's going to be happening during the ceremony? What goes on?
The opening ceremony on January 30th will be music and readings about peace. Julie is going to do an interfaith sort of presentation about peace. We have Ruby Hill performing, and then some local, a local family and her children will be performing. So it should be a really nice ceremony with music and thoughts.
All right. Sounds good. Monday evening, 7 o'clock at Unity Church Blue Water, which is located where?
431 17th Street, right between Lapeer and Wells on 17th. So.
I like that it's always on January 30th, regardless of what day of the week it is. But on a Monday, what a perfect way to end your Monday, 7 o'clock in the evening, just, you know, kind of take in all the peace. Sounds good.
Absolutely. Yep. And then the activities that are planned currently, we hope to keep adding more, but they can be seen on the website that is currently through Blue Water Unity. What's the website, Julie?
UnityofBlueWater.org, and it's a backsplash SNV, Season of Nonviolence.
All right, very good. And I guess if anybody is planning an event or has an idea for an event, they could certainly come and bring that to your attention on Monday, right?
Yeah, and absolutely. I'd love for us to be a gathering place. I'd love for, you know, us to encourage our kids to make pictures of what peace looks like to them and to discuss films and things like that. So, please, if you have a good idea for something you'd like to do, contact us and we will get it on the calendar and do our best to get it promoted.
All right. Good. Thanks, Alex. About it. Appreciate it, Julie. And good to see you again.
Good to see you, too.
Been hours. So.
Yeah.
All right. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock here on WPHM.